are causing light to shine from darkness.
The Touch Lighters Church Light Encounter Radio Series with Pastor Ennis Osiri and Pastor Mrs. Susan Osiri. Here at TTC, we aim to raise men and women in the body of Christ whose lives would reflect the life and the light of God. From wherever you may be listening, may you be blessed by this series.
Wow, yet another week. How was your week? Trust it's been a very wonderful time in God's presence. I trust God that this program has been enriching your soul and then bringing you to a new horizon in life and in spirit activities. The Lord honor you. I'm your regular host, Pastor Ennis Osiri. This day again, we have come to hear and to share God's word together. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you. We return all praise and glory to you. Blessed be your name for your word. Thank you, Spirit of the Lord. Brood over your word, O God. And let there be an entrance of your word, O God, that it might bring light to our soul. Thank you. In Jesus' precious mighty name, amen. Today, I would like to share with us on a title, Don't Let Sin Ruin You. Wow, this title is so sober to my spirit, man. Don't let sin ruin you. I'd like you to know that one of the greatest deceits in life is when we think that there is no God. There are people that are existing, they don't believe in the existence of God. They believe that all of a sudden that they just came and that the entire universe just came. Anyway, my attempt is not to prove to you whether there is God or not. I know you know that there is God. And in case you don't believe there is God, it's just the blindness of the enemy over your life. There are spiritual blindness. Things are blinding your eyes. Even the natural thing tells us that there is nothing physical that you are seeing that was not created. The seat you're sitting on was created by someone. The fan that is giving you comfort was created by someone. Everything, even the food you eat, your wife or your sister or whoever goes to prepare it. So why would a human being on earth ever think that there is no God? That's not my attempt to prove to you. I know that there is God. Number two, I want you to understand that God is not our mate. And sometimes we begin to fashion out things and begin to put one and one together and use our little common sense to begin to evaluate the existence of God. No, God is not your mate. Just understand that God is not your mate. Understand also that you can't live your life anyhow and get away with it. There is always a law of seed time and the harvest time. Whatever thing a man sows, he will reap. That's what the Bible tells us in Galatians chapter 6. Whatever thing a man sows, the man will equally reap it. So understand that one, there is God. And then number two, that God is not our mate. And then number three, that you cannot live your life anyhow and think that you can get away with it. Also understand that you can live as a deviant to God and his commandment and yet expect God to bless you maximally. You can't live your life anyhow and then expecting suddenly that things will begin to work out positively for you. No, it's not so. Even in the natural, there is something we call the law of karma. So understand it, that the life you live determines your state. The life you live determines your state. And that's why I've come to let you know that sin can ruin your life. And I know that there is nobody that wouldn't want to be successful in life. Everyone wants to be successful. We all want to be successful. I want to be successful. You want to be successful. You want your children to be successful. You want everybody around you to be successful. But today, my attempt is to point to you one of the things that can ruin a man's life. It is called sin. Sin can ruin a man's life. Sin destroyed Adam and Eve, and it can destroy any other person. Sin destroyed Adam and Eve, and it can't spare you, and it can't spare me. I'm just being very sober because this is touching me. Sin destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. Very wonderful, pretty, exotic city. But sin destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. Sin also destroyed Samson. In the book of Judges, we read that sin destroyed Samson. And God, having known all these things, he now said to us in Romans chapter 6 and verse 14, he said that sin shall not have rule and dominion over us. Don't forget that what rules you can ruin you. I say it again, what rules you can ruin you. God doesn't want sin to rule you, because if sin rules you, if sin has dominion over your life, it will ruin you. I've come to realize in life that the best life to live is to live a life that is pleasing to God. The best life to live is to live a life that is in obedience to the word and to the voice of God. I speak to you this day. I know you're a fine lady. I know you're a very handsome man. And sometimes you think that we own our lives. No, you don't own your life. Somebody owns that life. You are just but a caretaker to your life. We saw from the pages of the Bible, a young man woke up one day, the Bible say he looked at himself, he was so impressed with the things around him, and he began to say to his soul, my soul, rejoice and eat and have the plenties of life. And the Bible said that same night, God appeared to him and said, thou fool. You have failed to recognize that your life is not your own. You have failed to recognize that you are not the owner of your life. You failed to recognize that you're only but a steward to that your life. And sometimes we live our life so carelessly until when we are just very close to death. Then the reality of life begins to dawn on us, and then we begin to lose taste of the things that happens around us, and then we begin to lose taste and the values of the magnificent buildings and the great enterprises that we had spent all our lives, and we begin to lose interest even from our very good friends and colleagues that we have spent time to build. When we come almost to the end of our life, we begin to realize that life is, as it were, is not just the way we think about it. And that was why one of the wisest men that ever lived, Solomon, said that vanity upon vanity, all is vanity. I came to tell you today that sin has a capacity to ruin your life. Sin can destroy your life. Sin can destroy your destiny. Sin can destroy your future. Sin can destroy your fortune. It doesn't matter how glorious, it doesn't matter how beautiful, it doesn't matter how you think you're trying to guide your life with your intelligence and with the earthly sensual knowledge that you have, and you think you can get away with it. It's not so. The Bible said that the wages of sin is dead, but the free gift of God is eternal life. And what a thing of joy that is hope for me to live a good life. Romans 6:23 tells me that the wages of sin is dead. Why are you confused about that? You send your child to the school, and then at the end of the day, you expect your child to go through an examination, and if it does well, you expect him to be promoted to the next class. And if it doesn't do well, they will ask him to repeat, and in most cases, they might be asking him to go to a class lower than where he was before. Why? Because he didn't do well. That's exactly the same way it is, that life can give us exactly the way that we have lived it. If we live in sin, if we continue to live in disobedience against the word of the Lord, if we continue to violate the voice of the Lord to us, I can assure you from the pages of the Bible that the Bible tells me that the wages of sin is dead, but that the free gift of God is eternal life. I therefore would like to call on you today to make up your mind and make a U-turn. The Bible says in John chapter 3 verse 16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him will never die but have an everlasting life. What a sure way of escape. What a sure way of deliverance. What a sure way of freedom that God had established via his Son Jesus Christ, that whosoever will come to God through the Son, he will set him free. He will break away the powers and the chains of sin. The rules and the dominion of power of sin will be broken from that individual life. I came this day to make a clerical call and to tell you that the way you're heading, it has a very bad end. There are debts, there are issues waiting for you at the end of the road that you're following, because that road is devoid of God, because that road has not acknowledge the existence of God, because that road disobeys the voice of God and you live in disobedience and you think you can get away with it. You cannot. The Bible said this is a day of salvation and this is acceptable time. Can you make up your mind today to stand up and live for God? Can you make up your mind today to stand up and to befriend God? You can be a friend of God. Abraham was a friend of God, and God attested of Abraham. He said, I know him. I know Abraham very well. He's my son. He's my child. And I know equally well that he will teach his children the ways of God. I call on you today as you hear my voice. Wake up. Make a U-turn from the life you're living and get back to God. He's waiting to receive you. Like the prodigal son in Luke chapter 15, your father is waiting for you to accept you back into the sheepfold. Never you think that God has rejected you forever. No. He sent his son Jesus Christ, who came and died for you, and he died for me. And maybe I could be talking to someone here. You're already born again, but there are addictions to your life. I'm coming also to you today with this great word of God. That addiction can ruin your life. That sin can ruin your life. That sin that has dominion over your life. You can do what you want to do. You can please God the way you want to please God. Wow. God is here today to have you receive and welcome back into that sheepfold of God. Can I pray with you wherever you are? Say with me, Lord Jesus, today I accept you as my Lord and personal Savior. Write my name in the book of life and cancel it from the book of death. Baptize me with the Spirit of the Lord and give me the strength to live for you and to live for you alone. Thank you in Jesus' precious mighty name. Wow. I want to thank you for always tuning into this station. It's been your regular host, Pastor Ernest Osiri of the Touch Letters Church. One more time, I'd like to invite you. Please make sure you locate a church or any living church around you, and then make sure that you serve your God in truth and in spirit. The church is located at number 4 Papresidential Road, just adjacent Fontana Filling Station, Independence Layout. And weekly services is always on Wednesdays 5:30 and then on Sunday 7:30 a.m. in the morning. Hope to see you there. Shalom. Amen.
You are causing light to shine from darkness.
Thank you for listening. For more inquiries, call us on 091-570-71584 or 091-283-23500. Or you could follow us on our social media handles. On Facebook, we are called The Touch Lighters Church. On Instagram, we are called The Touch Lighters Church. Or you could visit our website, www.thetouchlighterschurch.org. Go and live a practical life of light.
Hey, we are standing here.